when you lift weights, especially doing squats or presses. All the weight and pressure for lifting is literally upon you. Do you realize that when you customize your worship, picking and choosing the parts of God you like and catering to your own personal preferences, that you are building a religious system that is only as strong as you are? All the weight of its success is on you. You are constructing it under your own wisdom and strength, and it will not last. Oh, it may appear to be all good when the sun is high in the sky and things seem to be going just right, and you will sing with Micah, "Now I know that the Lord will prosper me." But the storm is coming. The winds will blow, the floods will rise, and your house will fall because you were not created to sustain the weight of being worshiped. And that's the situation in which we now find our friend Micah in Judges chapter 18. The tribe of Dan has come along and stolen his metal images and his own priest. But what's Micah going to do? Call upon the carved idols to save him? They are helpless and of absolutely no use. They never had been of any use except to appease the whims of Micah. Listen to what he says in Judges 18, verse 24. "You are taking my gods that I made." Micah made them. The strength and power was in Micah, not the gods he served. And he learned a painful lesson that day, that his gods were helpless to provide any protection because they were only as strong as Micah. And Micah couldn't face an entire army by himself. In fact, apart from Christ, we can do nothing. When it comes to worship, customization is disastrous. We are to follow the guidelines given to us in Scripture by the Almighty God. After all, it's His worship. Shouldn't He determine how that's to be done? As you pray today, please remember Adam Batarase, our missionary in Florida. Also remember the Lingali LifeWord broadcast in Democratic Republic of Congo.